Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Wednesday edition of The Opening Bell. Our focus switches now to one of the most exciting tech conferences that is on the schedule every year. That, according to Inc. magazine, it's Dare Mighty Things, October 28th in Chicago. And joining us this morning to chat a little bit about it, Michael Gelfman, founder of Dare Mighty Things. Michael, good morning. Welcome back to The Opening Bell.
Thanks for having me, Steve. It's great to be on again.
You're probably in the thick of things, organizing and getting things going. Tell us about this year's event. You're probably in high gear getting ready for it all.
Absolutely. You know, we're really excited about what we got this year, bringing people together to inspire them, to show them that anything is possible. We've got an amazing lineup of 11 speakers, including astronauts, the co-founder of Siri, the head of AI at NASA, people building all kinds of things to really advance humanity and push things forward. And we're really excited about everybody who's coming in for it.
I want to hit a couple of these speakers individually to talk a little bit about them and what they're going to bring to the conference. But I want to go and go back and just chat a little bit about why you do this every year. The inspiration, idea that if you dare mighty things, a lot can happen. This inspiration is important to making big things happen, isn't it?
Of course. I mean, when you think about anything that happens in the world, you know, whether it's the Wright brothers or, you know, this is the 50th anniversary of the Apollo mission, I think really we as humans have to think about what's possible. And so by hearing about these ideas from these people, it will give us some perspective about, you know, what we are capable of as humans. So, you know, who knows, whatever attends this event, that can spark a new idea for them.
I, you know, remember when before the iPhone was out, people were talking about the phone, how it would have this computerized voice, an artificial intelligence of sorts that could help you do all kinds of things and find information. And I remember that being kind of far-fetched when they were talking about it. But it came to reality, and so the idea of flying cars and building a habitat on the moon, those sorts of things, even though they may sound crazy, it's kind of not appropriate to dismiss them out of hand, is it?
Yeah, I think that's you sort of see these patterns over and over when you look at people who've done influential and amazing things throughout history, is that, you know, first they were sort of said, oh, that's not possible, or that person's crazy, and then they had this vision they wanted to accomplish, and, you know, in the end, that person or a set of people carried on that mission, and those things happened. And I think it really starts with people sort of planting a flag, a stake in the ground, and saying, hey, this is a goal I want to go after and achieve. And so, you know, it's all possible. Anything's possible. And like I said, that's the purpose of the conference, to really inspire people and give them a vision.
For people who have not been to Dare Mighty Things, tell us about how the format runs. Is this like a TED Talk, a day's worth of TED Talks? Explain to us how the format rolls out and what your goal is here.
Yeah, so essentially, you know, every speaker, it's probably about 25 to 30 minute talks. And so each speaker has a different thing they've worked on or something that they've created that's changed the world. Like, for instance, you brought up one of our speakers who's building a flying car company, or, you know, Siri co-founder. All those people, they'll talk about, you know, the things they've built, the lessons they learned, the challenges that they overcome or they overcame. And so I think, you know, through all those things, you see this common thread where it's really about persistence and belief, you know, believing that it's possible and then never giving up. Those two ingredients we've seen over and over, and anybody who's an innovator, anybody who's done anything great. And I think, you know, they just talk about their experiences, their stories about building these things. And I think it's relatable to people in the audience because they see, hey, it's not just this magic wand where this person came up with this idea for Siri and then they waved a magic wand and it just happened. It's a series of trial and error and failure and not losing the enthusiasm because you have that vision, because you want to have phones that you can talk to. And so I think people can understand, you know, and relate to that, that say, hey, this person, you know, it wasn't this magic thing. I it's possible for me to do that too if I, you know, believe in something and never give up.
The conference, again, is October 28th. It runs from 8 a.m. until 4:15. It's at Orchestra Hall at Symphony Center at 220 South Michigan. Michael, the fact that it's an 8 a.m. to 4:15 event, can people come and go? Is that how they normally do it, or do they come and stay for the whole day?
Yeah, it's a full-day conference. You know, it's a lot of corporations, a lot of startups, a lot of executives, a lot of engineers, students, people attend, and so they're there the whole day to have that experience, to hear from all these people who have done sort of mind-blowing things, and so, you know, it is a full day.
I want to go through some of the guests now. You've alluded to a few of them. Dr. Anita Sengupta, who we, again, talk about the crazy idea of flying cars, autonomous flying cars. She has done it, and she's the co-founder of the group, the company Aerospace Experience Technologies, where they're really making this happen now with some of the pilots' programs and experiments.
Yeah, I think, you know, she's an amazing person. This is our second time having her. We normally don't have back-to-back same speakers, but she's worked before. Last year, she was working at Hyperloop. And then prior to that, she was working at NASA, JPL, on, you know, things related to the Mars rover. So I think when you think of Dare Mighty Things, she, you know, encompasses that. It's really an amazing thing that she's done, going from NASA to the Hyperloop and now to flying cars. That's the ultimate vision of really what we should think about. So, you know, that's an exciting space. It's an emerging space. And so people are looking forward to hearing her stories about, you know, what they're building, how it's going to change urban mobility, you know, and more.
You alluded to the co-founder of Siri, Adam Chayer, I think I'm pronouncing his name correctly. He's that's always a good talk as well, because, again, it goes back to that, who would have ever thought we'd be talking to our phones?
Absolutely. Yeah, he's an amazing speaker as well. He's just done some amazing things, and like I said, we'll be sharing his story about the future of AI and you know, some of the things that he's worked on, and being part of that you know, what's now embedded in your iPhone. So
a couple of astronauts too on the list this year.
Absolutely. You know, that's one of the things that we thought is you know, when you take a look at the 50th anniversary of sending humans to the moon, I think that was one of the reasons why we have sort of the space astronaut theme leaning more heavily towards that this year. You know, to really, like I said, reinforce that notion that great things are possible when humanity gets behind, you know, a mission like they did with, you know, sending humans to the moon. So, you know, they'll hear about stories from those astronauts and their experiences in space. They flew different missions. And so hearing what that adventure was like, you know, when you think about astronauts, I mean, the rarity of such an event is, I think there's less than 500 in the entire world. And so there's, I think there's 1,500 billionaires. So your chances of becoming a billionaire are more likely than it is at this point to go to space and be an astronaut.
Yeah.
So hearing those stories from those people, you know, I think will inspire people, because they saw something that most of us will never see, what the Earth looks like from the outside. So,
yeah, Dr. Linda Godwin and Mike Forman are the two astronauts, retired astronauts, that'll be on there. I always, I'm kind of a space nut myself, but I always remind people, they're like, well, If somebody that I encounter doesn't understand why it's important to talk about space, most of the things created for space and space travel are now some things we use every day in our ordinary lives, the inventions that helped get us there. Who else on the list?
Absolutely.
Yeah, who else on the list, Michael, are you excited to hear from?
I'm excited about all of them. You know, they're all amazing in their own right, you know. And so we have an individual that's, his name's Dr. Justin Sanchez. He's worked on technologies that are basically creating ways to connect machines to, you know, the brain. So helping people with disabilities and other sorts of issues communicate and you know, reactivate certain parts of the brain. I think those are the things, you know, that can, again, assist us to enable us to advance humanity and to do things that ordinarily might not be possible. So he's great. We've got robotics pioneers, people working on industrial automation and you know, helping to automate tasks and with robotics, all kinds of interesting stuff like that. Another guy, Ricky Solozano, he's the founder of Alleviate. It's a company that he's built a 3D printer that can print human tissue. You know, you've heard of other manufacturing, you know, methods with, you know, normal 3D printing. But this one is special because in the future, this technology could actually potentially allow us to travel to places like Mars, because if you can print 3D human tissue, you can print organs and those sorts of things. Obviously, again, that's in the future, but it takes people with crazy visions and ideas to sort of change the world, and that's what these people are doing.
Yeah, and leading up to the conference this year, again, we have about a minute left here, the App Building Challenge is going to happen again with students from all over the country coming to Chicago to build apps.
Yep, really excited about that aspect too. This year, we have 350 computer science students coming from 48 schools across 36 cities to Chicago to build apps over 24 hours. You know, we have people coming from top schools like Michigan, Purdue, UW-Madison, all the way from University of Kentucky, University of Pittsburgh, all over, you know, the Midwest and beyond. And so they're excited to come here and create innovations and also connect with the Chicago tech community for future internships, jobs, and stuff like that, too. So, you know, we're really excited about everything that we're doing this year and excited to be back in Chicago.
Very exciting. It sounds like you've got a really good lineup going. Again, you want to mark off your whole day for October 28th. It's the Dare Mighty Things Conference. Michael Gelfman, the founder of it all. Michael, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Michael Gelfman, again, Dare Mighty Things, October 28th. You can find more information online at daremightythings.co.